current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Custodianship and Conspiracy. The possibility of Jordan losing its custodianship of Al-Aqsa has brought to the surface whether this arrangement ever truly served the interests of Al-Aqsa and the Palestinian people. For many years, Jordan has presented itself as the guardian of Al-Aqsa through what is known as the Hashemite custodianship, but the Palestinians and Muslims clearly see that this custodianship has brought absolutely no benefit to Al-Aqsa or its people. The hard facts prove that Hashemite custodianship has always failed to protect the mosque from repeated violations and attacks. Jordan has often issued statements of condemnation and expressed concern. However, the situation of Al-Aqsa continued to worsen. This proved that the custodianship has been unable to stop the ongoing pressure placed on the mosque and on Palestinians in Jerusalem. A custodianship that cannot protect Al-Aqsa is not a real custodianship at all. It was just something on paper which has no meaning or value behind it. For decades, Jordan's wider role in the region has maintained relations and agreements with the Zionist entity. Because of this, Jordan has in fact acted as a buffer zone between the Zionist entity and the rest of the Arab world. While claiming to be custodians of Al-Aqsa, the world cannot forget the scenes where old grandmas and mothers have been attacked and humiliated sitting in the quarters of the masjid. Our fathers and brothers have been violently beaten and shot at whilst they pray in sujood. Our sisters and children have been threatened and frightened by the bombs and guns. What has King Abdullah done when he saw this? Did he not feel rage and anger? Did he not think to use his position to warn and caution the Zionists? No. In fact, Jordan's policies have helped maintain stability for the Zionist entity and allowed the monstrous behavior to continue rather than supporting real change for the Palestinian people. Instead of defending the people of Palestine and protecting the mosque, the arrangement has helped preserve the current reality where Palestinians continue to face restrictions and hardship. The discussion about Jordan's custodianship is therefore about more than who holds the title. It is that this title has achieved nothing meaningful. For many people, the answer is clear. When years of custodianship has not brought security, freedom, or protection to Al-Aqsa, what use is there of such a title of custodianship? However, losing this custodianship will grant the Zionist entity full control, turning Al-Aqsa into a tourist attraction for Christians, Jews and Muslims. It will also grant the Zionist entity the right to appoint khatibs and author sermons, additional restrictions on Muslim worshippers and greater permission to Jewish visitors. Both with and without custodianship, the crimes will be committed. In the end, Al-Aqsa does not need a false custodianship that exists only in name. It does not need symbolic guardians who cannot defend it. What Al-Aqsa needs is real freedom from the occupation of the evil Zionist entity who knows no limits. The goal should not be replacing one custodian with another, but ending the conditions that keep the mosque under pressure. Al-Aqsa does not need a cowardly custodianship. It needs total liberation. This can only be achieved by a true leadership who rules by justice and strength and implements the rules, systems and legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Islamic Khilafah, Caliphate. Allah says in Surah Muhammad, verse 7,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ.
O you who have believed, if you support Allah, He will support you and plant firmly your feet. This requires us to rise up and make this message the highest until the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, bi'idhnillah. May it be very soon. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.